Hello, welcome to Inspiration by Design. I'm your host, Andrew Jones. And today, in this show, I have the distinct pleasure of interviewing a former student of mine, Miss Imani Brooks, from class of 2017 at PCTI, now known as PCTVS, Passaic County Technical Vocational Schools. We talk about the trials and tribulations of going to college while holding down a part-time job, plus running her own clothing line, and all the while handling the day-to-day pressures of life, while being a creative. I had my current students write out a bunch of questions for Imani to get her feedback, plus a few of my own. I am incredibly proud to introduce to you my former student, Miss Imani Brooks. Originally, Imani was asked to come into PCTVS to record a podcast, and it was the understanding that we were going to put in maybe 5 to 7 minutes of the best clips into the show, which is turning more into like a magazine styled kind of episode. I wanted, because the interview was so powerful, I actually wanted to put the whole interview somewhere where everyone else could access it, including Imani herself. So this interview, although it's here, the chunks of this, some of the best clips are going right into the PCTI podcast, which can be found at pctipodcast.com. So if you go there, you will see the official school podcast. And yeah, follow along and you can hear her interview as well there when it's ready. All right, so why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Imani Brooks. I graduated 2017 and I went to tech when it was PCTI and my shop was graphic arts.
What were your plans when you were going through school, when you left school, et cetera? So what was your plans then, and has your plans changed?
When I was here, I didn't want to do graphic arts in college. Like, I was just like, something I'm good at, but not something I wanted to pursue. So I wanted to be a substance abuse counselor when I left. So I'm like, oh, let's just be something on the side. But then I took an art class in college and I'm like, I'm better than all these guys. I'm like, we're in college and, you know, I've learned most of this stuff in high school and it came really easy to me. And then I got the idea to start doing some stuff on my own, just playing around with Photoshop. I got on my computer and everything. And then now I would like to, well, I'm doing it already, so be a business owner of an apparel company, graphic design, all that good stuff. And then in addition to still do some social work on the side too, so.
That's amazing. So tell me a bit about your line and the types of things that you've been designing and what you've been selling, apparently.
Okay, so my company is called Black Mer Movement. I came up with the name. Honestly, I have no clue how I came up with the name. I was just writing down a bunch of stuff. I'm like, I have freckles. Maybe I should say something about freckles. Like, I couldn't think of anything. And then I do like mermaids. And when I was looking at all the mermaids, like, I just like the colors and the shape of them. Just, it's an artistic thing about why I like them. And I didn't really see any that look like me. So most of them have, like, long, straight hair. And if they're mythical creatures, they should be a little versatile. So I gave them a little Afro spin. And then that's how I came up with the black. And then as I continue to do it, I'm like, well, what else goes with the black mermaid? Like, what does that mean? So for me, it was just a symbol of being yourself, being creative, you know, embracing individuality. So our main slogans are make your own waves, which is basically do whatever you want to do, whether it's along with society's standards or not. If you like it, you want to do it, make your way to do it. So that's make your own waves. And then MERM, I'm on the shirt now, is maintain excellence and resist mediocrity. And it's pretty self-explanatory. Like, no matter what situation you're in, it can be hard, but just try to do your best, be your best self in any situation. And it is going to be tough. It's not easy, but. And that's basically what the brand is about, just embracing individuality and creativity and just encouraging other people to do that.
I love that. I love that you got a brand. I love that there's a mission statement behind it as well. So it's kind of, it's brilliant to make waves.
Make your own waves.
Make your own waves. Yeah, I love that. So that's awesome. Where did you decide to go to college and how did all that come around?
I decided to go to New Jersey City University. Originally, I had a bunch of other schools that I wanted to go to. I wanted to go out of state. Then I didn't want to go out of state. I wanted to go to HBCU. Then it just came down to, like, who was giving me the most scholarship money. Mm-hmm. And NJCU was giving me the most scholarship money. So I went with there. And it's a good school. Like, the professors are really good. Most of them are in the field. So that's great, like, when you have professors like that who can tell you about the industry and teach you at the same time. So it is a good school. I like it. And it really has given me a chance also to expand my brand on campus too. So there's a lot of commuter students. A lot of them are in the fashion industry. So I give them my page and my information all the time. Like, here, look, buy this, wear this, you know, because they mingle with like people in New York. A lot of them are models. So it works. I mean, maybe it was destiny to go there, but yeah, it works. I like
it.
Is
the extra income being helpful in any way?
I mean, it is helpful, but I kind of use the money to put it back into the brand. So I haven't used any of the profits to kind of like buy myself a new jacket or anything. But like, you know, I kind of use that money to go back into branding. So when I first started, I had to pay out of my own savings to do anything for the brand, like business cards, signage, shows, you know, vending fees, things like that. But now we're at the point where we're making enough money that we can put it back into the business, buy more product, do more with it. So it helps in that way. So I don't have to come out of my own pocket.
That is so cool. Yeah. And textbook perfect as well. Because you see so many people on social media and they're rolling around in money or carrying huge wads of money. And it's just all for show. They put it right back into the bank after, I'm sure. But that's fantastic. How has college been different from school for you?
College is different because, well, one, nobody is paying you any attention in college. They're just like, you know, like in high school, your teacher's like, in college, you're not going to care. The professors are very nice. They care. But it's just like, it's all on you. Like, you have to be independent. Like, if you want it to work, then you have to make those connections with your professors because they have billions of students, you know, your advisors. You kind of have to go out and like vouch for yourself. Even if you don't have a business or brand, you kind of have to promote yourself to those individuals within the school because you may need a job when you graduate. You may need an internship. You may need letters of recommendation. So for me, it was kind of like a big networking place rather than school. Like, of course, we go to class, but also you have to make sure you're building those connections with students too, because even though they're students, doesn't mean they're, you know, inexperienced or they don't know anything. So just talking to people, meeting different people, professors, all that, like, you have to make the most of it. Don't just go to class and then go back to your room or go back home. You're like, okay, whatever, I did college. So
what's the hardest thing about college overall?
The hardest thing about college is definitely not even the homework. It's surprising. It's not. It's the hardest thing about college is kind of like finding your way, like where you fit in. So in high school, you have all these high school friends like, oh, we're going to be best friends forever. And then you get to college and everybody's kind of doing their own thing. Not that you won't be friends anymore, but, you know, everybody kind of goes their own way. And in college, you kind of meet a bunch of adults. They're really adults, like 30, 40, you know, very few 20-year-olds like in my school. Kind of just figuring out where you belong, where you fit in, what groups to go into, and really what groups to not be in. Sometimes you'll go in college, won't join any clubs, any organizations, and be okay with that. Like, don't try to fit into any organization just because it's a thing. Like, everyone's posting it. Oh, yeah, I'm in this club. I'm in this. Social media is such a, like, pretend land. It's ridiculous. So it's like, when you get to college, the hardest part is kind of just figuring out who you are and then staying true to that, I would think. So
yeah, you got to be pretty strong. So I remember, you know, when you were in class, you were always very kind of, like, silliness might have been going on around you. And you had your moments where you laughed along with everyone else, but you were always very focused. Like, you were always able to kind of cut through that and just get on with what you needed to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if everyone was doing that in class, I could have sit back and kind of go to sleep if that was allowed. But so I could imagine that college for you might be a little bit easier than it might be for some. Was it your parents, your decision, or like, who was the main drive behind you going to college, or the thought of you doing that?
Maybe a mix of both. I mean, since I was little, that's just been instilled in my family. Like, there's no, oh, I don't want to go to college, I'm going to start whatever. Like, you're going to college whether you want to or not. Like, that was just kind of like the requirement. Like, that standard was already set. And then if you want to go beyond that and do your master's, doctorate, then that's up to you. But you have to go to college. So I think it was kind of like a family influence, because most of the people in my family do have bachelor's degrees or, you know, certifications or whatever. So education is a big thing in my household. So for me to be like, I don't think I'm going to college. Like, I probably have nowhere to live. My mom's like, okay, get out. So, you know, definitely her influence, but then my mom's influence, but then also picking the school was different because she wanted me to have this like grand experience at school. Like, oh, I want you to go to this school so you can have this kind of experience, because she didn't have that when she went to school. But I kind of, we had a conversation and I'm just like, mom, wherever I go, I just have to make the most of whatever school, because when it comes down to like the money, the travel, you know, what I'm going to leave the school with, you can't like get all wrapped up in that. If you can go to like an amazing school, great campus, fine, that's great. But if you can't, you can't just like beat yourself down about it. Like, oh, I go to this school, it's over here, it's not really a big name. So a little bit of the both of us, but I was more of like at the end, like, mom, listen, wherever we can afford, that's where I'm going to go. And I'm just going to make the best of it. But there was no option for me to like, no, I'm not going. But I enjoy it, though. I do.
Yeah. Brilliant. Looking back in high school, what was the biggest takeaway from school? Be it a direction, what affected you most going through PCTI? What did that leave you with?
Well, definitely that 5 minutes in between class really teaches you punctuality. Like, you get, like, I was getting to class like 10 minutes early. I'm like the only one sitting there, but we used to like having to run through the building to like get to your class on time. So that's like one little thing. But also just kind of the way that some teachers are here, like, they're very good at networking with you and teaching you, just instilling things in you that you'll need in life. So just having that connection with teachers, like talking to teachers, just listening to their aspect about things and just taking that connection with them and bringing it to school and being like, okay, well, you know, I remember having this conversation with so-and-so, and then it makes the conversation you have to have with these stranger professors a lot easier. So it's like, okay, well, I used to talk to this professor about this, so let me go here and just approach them about this assignment or whatever. So it's that too.
Yeah, brilliant. In your creative work that you do today, what is there anything that you've developed since school, maybe photography, drawing, whatever it might be, anything, or just designing and in sketching? What's your process of coming up with new ideas for some of the work that you designed today?
Okay. Well, I remember when we were in this class, I don't remember if it was sophomore year or senior year, but both years probably, we made a sketch all the time and I hated it. I'm like, oh, Mr. Jones, like, can I just get on the computer and like just do my thing? And you're like, no, you got to do this many sketches and blah, blah, blah. And then when I started doing the brand, I got like the same sketchbook probably from this class, so I didn't use all the pages. And I'm like, Mr. Jones would be cracking up watching me like sketch this idea out. And I sketched the mermaid like for like a week, like just the same one, like erased, started again, drew another one. So like sketching has definitely become like a big part of my design process, even though in high school I hated it. But it really does help, because you get to kind of, when you start on the computer, you either go based off of someone else's idea, you like kind of image trace their stuff and then add your own little flair. But drawing it is like everything is coming from you. It's not from anyone else. So I drew it out a billion times, a bunch of eraser marks. I think I have the picture too on my phone. And then I just uploaded it on the computer and kind of worked on it in Illustrator. And then that was another thing. I hated Illustrator. Photoshop was like my favorite app, but we were doing that all the time. Then we got here and you were like, nope, we're doing this with the pen tool. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is crazy. But you know, that I definitely use Illustrator a lot for all my, like, even that flyer.
Well, now you're getting stuff printed, right?
Yeah.
And they need vector work.
Yep.
And
there's so
if they take JPEGs, is like either they're professionals and they know it needs to be high res, or they just don't care and they're amateurs.
Yeah. So. And I normally, like, if I'm submitting something to get printed, like, I have laptop stickers now. So if there's like laptop stickers or buttons, I would just put it in like a vector anyway, because the JPEG, I don't like the way it looks. Like, it's just very pixely, and I like it to be like clean cut, like nice quality. So, but yeah, I've definitely learned more in Illustrator now. Like, the mermaid that I have is very complex and it took me forever to put it together, draw it, and then to put it together on Illustrator. So those are definitely some.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And I think I saw like an earlier version of this at some point that you're working on. What are your plans in regards to what you went to college for?
I wanted to be a substance abuse counselor, and then I'm doing an internship with parole. No clue I was going to work with parolees. I'm like, when I'm in the office, I'm like, what am I doing here? But, you know, it's a part of my major. And now that's like the population I want to work with. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'll add to that. I'm like, okay, I want to be a substance abuse counselor. I want to work with parolees. I want to be a multimillionaire in my business. You know, I want to be a graphic designer, where I'm already am. But, you know, so it just, I kind of just add more to it. I'm like, I don't leave some of it behind and then just take this one thing. I kind of just mash them all together. So
that's fantastic. I have a student that wants to know, did you really learn much in college, or is it you just go through the motions and you get a certificate at the end, so to speak? What's been your experience? I mean, you truly must have learned a lot, right? You must have learned. You must have learned.
I learned a lot. Yeah. I think most of what you learn, though, doesn't come from class. So that would kind of be how I would answer that question, is that there's students that come into a college class and you'd be amazed. They're sleeping, they're on the phone, they're having lunch, dinner, whatever. So, and they still pass the class with an A. There's some classes that are like that. But I think when, depending on the subject, because there's some classes I don't pay attention, they're just whatever. But I think what you decide yourself, what you're going to learn in those courses or even outside of class, on the campus even, what you're going to learn, what you're going to go out there and do, that's where most of your education comes from. And then, like I said, what I decided to do my sophomore year of college, I had no clue I was going to do that, like start a brand, a t-shirt line, clothing line. No clue I was going to do that. So my studies don't have anything to do with it. I've taken women and gender studies, substance abuse, case management, those kind of courses. But then in those courses, you learn how to deal with people. Mm-hmm. And being in this industry is a lot of customer service. So when I do events, I'm talking to people all the time. You learn how to deal with different personalities. Women and gender studies teaches me how to deal with different genders, how to design in a neutral way that either men or women can wear my clothes, or whatever sexuality can wear my clothes and not feel isolated or like they don't belong. So most of what I've learned in college has been outside of the classroom. It's not necessarily, I went to this class, I learned all of this. Because college is, you learn what they tell you, you take the test, you get your grade, that's it. You write the paper, you do it the best of your ability, and that's it. So what most of the stuff that I've learned really has nothing to do with my degree, probably, but I've learned how to even do expand my brand better, or how to, like, even the career that I'm in now, the internship that I have, how to talk to the clients better. They're like huge criminal men, and I'm just like, hey, so how you doing, you know, how's the kids, you know, like, so all the stuff that I've learned is not necessarily, oh, I learned it from so-and-so 101. I didn't learn it from there. It's just kind of taking what you learn and then applying it to your life or to other aspects that you can think of. But definitely I've learned educational stuff, but it's not just, I just got my degree and I'm out of there. Like, it's just everything that you kind of decide what you want to learn in school. That makes sense.
Oh, here's one. So Clarabelle and Ziana, how do you handle stress when things get overwhelming and keep motivated to keep going?
Well, right now I work part-time. I'm still a full-time student. I work an internship part-time, and I run a business. So there's a lot of, like, overwhelming moments where you're like, I can't do this. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I just bit off too much. You know, this is way too much. So I'm supposed to be graduating early, trying to graduate early. I'm not supposed to graduate until next year. But I push the gun, and I'm like, you know what? I have enough credits. I can do this, graduate in December. And then they tell me, oh, no, you need one more credit. So I'm like, oh, my God. And then I did a new design for the business, and I go to my printer, and he's like, oh, we can't do it like that. You got to change it. I'm like, okay, whatever. Then I get to work, and my favorite manager quit, and I'm like, this is ridiculous, you know? So really, all of that happened, like, maybe, like, within a week, and then I had a 4-page paper due that the professor never said anything about the day before it was due. And then I had to work the next day, so I can't. I'm like, oh, my God. You know what? I'm just going to drop out of school, shut the business down. That's it. So I've had, like, 3 nervous breakdowns in, like, a week. And I'm like, you know, whatever. So what I started doing is I already had a planner, but I was putting too much in one day. So then when I don't get it done, I'm like, I didn't get anything done today. Like, I was just playing around all day. Like you are your worst critic. So I'm, like, in the planner, like, nope, didn't do that, I suck, you know, whatever. So What I started doing is just being a little more realistic with what I can accomplish in the day. And of course, you want to get more done. You're like, I gotta do this. I could get this done, blah, blah, blah. But really being more realistic in my planning, like, okay, well, just let's see what the minimum is or reasonable amount of work that you can do today. And then if you do more, great. Like, that'll make you feel better. Like, oh, you know what? I was only supposed to do this and this, but I went into tomorrow and did whatever. And then I also started jogging in the mornings, which I don't know how that happened because I don't even exercise. But I go up to sometimes in the morning and just walk up there. And it is really scenic, like beautiful. Like, it's amazing. So I'm walking up there early in the morning, just kind of playing my music, walking up there. And it kind of just lets you decompress everything that's going on. And then you just kind of gotta tackle it one thing at a time, because it can get overwhelming. You're like, oh, I gotta do this. Well, if I do this, then this is not gonna happen. So definitely just kind of taking those moments of peace and relaxation to just be like, right now you don't have to do anything. Like, so what I was doing before is like every little bit of free time I had, I'm like, oh, I could get this done, you know, oh, I could do this. So there was no like time for me to be like woosah, like, you know, like just relax and do whatever. I don't watch TV. I barely watch TV, but now I just started watching Blacklist. So now I spend my free time watching crime. But but yeah, just like finding those little pockets of, and it's busy, but just finding those little pockets of free time where you can kind of just do something for yourself or go get something to eat or come over here and relax or take a walk in the morning. So definitely that's a way, just finding different little, because sometimes you don't have the time to go jog. So I do something else, or like I'll just sit in my bed for a minute. I'm like, okay, 5 minutes is my break right now. So just finding those little pockets of free space to kind of have to yourself, and like, don't even think about what you have to do for the next 20 minutes. Just that 5 minutes is just clean slate, just relaxing. So
when things kind of get pushed to the limit, as long as you don't fight against life, life will kind of reveal to you what needs to happen in order for you to kind of deal with it.
Yep.
But if you're kind of trying to take control of every single little thing,
mm-hmm.
is like, you wouldn't find the jogging, or I wouldn't have found the meditation, and it's like, oh, I don't have time to meditate, or I don't have time to run. It's just, but you need to find the time, because that's how those little kind of things get put in place to help us de-stress. Mm-hmm. That's brilliant. Happy for you.
Thank you.
That's cool. Are there any do's and don'ts in college? And Efren asked that.
Hmm.
Any do's and don'ts in college? And if the answer is not really, it's just,
I would say there's a few, but then I could tell you what my do's and don'ts are, but they're different for every student. So of course your parents are going to tell you, oh, don't go to parties, stay home, study till you pass out. Don't do that. Do not just consume yourself in work and studying and school. College is really not that difficult to make it more difficult on yourself. So of course there's going to be a course or topic that is hard, but you making it 1,000 times harder on yourself is not going to help. So if there's a party on campus, go. Don't be irresponsible, but go have some fun. You know, if there's any campus events, go meet new people. Even if you go to the school knowing some people, like from high school or wherever, go out and meet some new friends. They have a corny little event on campus, which colleges love corny events. Just go. It'll be fun, you know. So do go out and find fun things to do. If it's like a new city or state that you're in, explore the city or state. Like, see what's going on. Do that. Don't stress yourself out. College comes with enough stress. You don't need to add anything else to it. You kind of just have to figure out your own study style, your own work style. You're like, okay, after this time, I know I'm not going to do any work. So I'm not even going to be like, oh, why didn't you do that paper at 9:00? You're like, you already shut down, so you're not going to do it. So do be honest with yourself, too, about what you can accomplish and what you're not going to do. It's okay if you don't work after a certain time. You're human, so you're not supposed to 24/7 be working on stuff. So I think those will probably be my main do's and don'ts. So, like, don't overstress yourself, overcompensate for what you want to do. Do take some time to relax, go out to a party, have fun, explore whatever's on campus. Like, campuses do have a lot for students, and we think they're corny, but sometimes they're fun. Like, just go out, see what's going on. If it's corny, go back to your room or go back home, whatever. Like, it's not going to kill you. So just to have that free time, or do explore the campus, do go to a party here and there. Don't go to parties all week and never do your homework or, you know, never go to class, but do have fun. So don't make it such a stressful situation than it already is.
If you dormed at college, what's been your experience?
I used to dorm. I dormed my first and second year, and I hated my roommates. So my last roommate was, she was great. But after that, I'm like, I don't want to, she's studying abroad now in Korea, which I'm so proud of her. But she's studying abroad. And then I'm like, I don't want to do this random selection roommate again. Like, it was very random that I found her. And I'm like, I don't want to do this again. And then living with somebody that closely and doing school is like, I'm like, you know, so there's nowhere to go. That's where you live. That's where you sleep. So you can't really like, oh, I'm going to go over here for the weekend. There's nowhere to go. So that's why I kind of made the decision to stay home this semester, my last semester. But other than that, dorm life was fun. Like, I liked it. It was good. But
that's
the
awesome.
Roommate situation is definitely, that's a problem. Like a lot of colleges have, like a lot of my friends, I talk to them, are like, yeah, I hate my roommate. You're like, me too. So, but yeah.
Are you happier outside of high school?
I don't know if there's a difference in happy. Like, I wasn't sad in high school. So I was pretty happy here. I was probably happier here because you have like a lot of friends. You really don't have that many responsibilities. You're like, go to whatever at 3 o'clock, you're done. There's nothing else for you to do, but like, whatever homework you got for the day. But now in college, it's like, okay, I'm going to do this. I have this. You probably work now. Like, you have to work. You have to pay this bill. You got to do that. So I probably was happier in high school, but I'm happy now. So I don't know if there's a difference.
Yeah, I think it's just a different stresses, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just as you get older, the stresses become more, but your ability to put them, A, in perspective,
yeah,
and B, to kind of handle them anyway, is greater. Oh, you gonna have a pop-up store anytime again in the future?
November, sometime towards the end of November.
So if people want to check out you socially, where can they find your stuff or a website or what have you?
So my Instagram is @blkmerm. .movement, and then we're the same thing on Facebook, and then my website is www.blackmerm.storemv.com.
Okay, that's brilliant.
And then all our events, you know, upcoming events are on there. Sales, Black Friday, all of that, Cyber Monday, all of that is coming up, so we'll have a bunch of promotions going on.
Wow, you've gone.
Yeah,
you're getting serious about that. Wow.
Yeah, so we have all that stuff is posted on there. It's also posted on the site.
And again, I'm not sure whether you said, but your last pop up store was where?
In Clifton.
Was it? Clifton.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it going to be at the same place?
Yeah, probably this next one. Yes, because it'll just be me by myself.
So that was 476 Clifton Ave in Clifton, New Jersey. So if you can make that.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. And then the piece de resistance, which I love this question, is I should really ask and just leave. Did you like Jones as a teacher? And that is from Omar. And that's a bit, that could be self-serving. So I'm sat right here.
No, I love Mr. Jones. Sophomore year, when we got Mr. Jones, everybody was like, oh my God, who is this guy? Why is he so serious? But I loved it. Like, I really did. Like, when I came into tech, I thought I was going into advertising arts because I was drawing before I got to high school. I'm like, okay, yeah, you know. And the tour guide completely explained the shops completely wrong. I'm like, okay, graphic arts is what I'm going to do. I'm going to draw all day long. And I got here, and I'm like, computers, what are we doing? So, and then I got to this class and everything was so like technical, like, okay, this is how you do this, this is how you do that. So like, I was really learning here and learning to love the shop. So it's like, you know, I really didn't know what graphic arts was. I was slammed into the wrong shop anyway. And then when I got here, you just taught us so much about the industry. Like, you were in the industry and you were telling us things and showing us your work and other people's work, and then how we can make our work better. And there were so many times, like, my friends would turn in like a project and you're like, no, that's trash, like, get it out of here, you know, go back. And then there's sometimes stuff I'll put, like, and I'm like, oh, this is great, I love it, and I take it up to your desk and you're like, Imani, no. And I'm like, what, Mr. Jones, are you kidding me? What do you mean? So that was good. Like, I appreciated that from you, for like, not just okaying like okay work, like demanding that we make it great, like as great as it can be. And you'll just like circle the smallest and you're like, how do you even see that? I covered it. And you're like, no, this is wrong, you know. So I do love you for that, because that's something that I kind of do with myself now in my designs. Like, I'll see something, I'm like, the customer won't notice it, but I see it and I'm like, no, like, we're not doing that. Or if the printer prints something and I'm like, no, like, you know, I see this little, a consumer won't see it, but if I see it from a designer's eye, it's wrong. It's not quality work. So you've definitely taught me and my classmates, of course, to always put out quality work. Whether someone's going to notice or not, you kind of have to have that value in yourself to be like, you know I can do better. I can do more. And then just like sharing all kinds of stuff with us, like your boat tour, and just, it was really inspirational to have you as a teacher. Because you were more than just a teacher. It's not like, oh, I'm just here from this time to this time. I'm going to show you this. We're going to do this. And that's it. It was like, oh, guys, you know, look, this is what I'm doing on my YouTube channel. Or I'm doing this. I'm doing this. So it kind of teaches you as a student, like, why should I limit myself to one thing? Like, I could do a bunch of things, too. Like, look at Mr. Jones. He's going away, whatever, on a boat. He made the boat. He's like, he made his wife's ring. You're like, this guy could do anything. So it's like, if he could, you know, he's teaching us, like, kind of believing in us the same way. Was just inspirational for me and probably my favorite teacher at Tech. But oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
No problem.
That's the biggest kick I get out of it, isn't so much the curriculum. I'm the only one that refers to it, but it's not that it's a secret menu. I call it like a Jones secret menu, but it's just the stuff. Because you never know what's going to trigger in a positive way, a student, and they're like, oh, I love this, or like, I never knew this existed, or you could do that. So if I've never done something before, or it was my first attempt, I do like to show students that, look, I made this. A lot of people might think it's silly, but then there might be someone like yourself that see it, and it ignites something in them. And what you were saying earlier about the mistake, and I think you'll agree as well, I think oftentimes we think we want something, then life kind of corrals us in a way, and we're given maybe what we need, and we end up kind of doing something like you. Instead of advertising art, it was graphic arts, or graphic design as it's known now. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's kind of the foundation of something is happening right now. So it's really going to be interesting to come back to you like in another couple of years, mm-hmm. or a year from, or just to watch it blossom. So I'm definitely going to have to follow you on your social media channels just to to see. Well, of course, hindsight is always 2020. And it just so happens that the interview kind of, it trailed off. We started talking about lunch and let's go down and grab a bite in the school cafeteria. And we didn't really sign off. So I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you so much, Imani. Wonderful to see you. Very proud of you for everything that you're accomplishing. And I'm wishing you big success with your line of merchandise and everything that's going on in your life. So absolutely wonderful to see you. I've met in my travels in the last few months people that I'd like to interview, local people. So I have a lovely little studio here, or at least it will be lovely as soon as I've cleared out all the stuff that gets dumped into my studio. So at some point, I'm going to have two or three individuals. I met someone at a party, a Halloween party of all things, last weekend, and a very interesting individual. And I'm not sure whether he's going to be on this show, or I have another podcast about meditation, since meditation has changed my life drastically over the last several months. So we'll see. Anyway, much love to all. Thanks for listening. My name is Andrew Jones, and come back again soon. I might have another show.